Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, and we're enjoying this show with Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez out of C4 Sport Fishing, talking lots of fishing.
Yeah, boy, it's happening right now. I can't believe it. Here we are, November 26th, and it's biting. I mean, it's biting right now. There's big fish to be caught. You throw that word around all the time, but it's just fish of a lifetime. You know, there's local 100-pound tunas still biting now. Good yellowfin outside Clemente. Yellows on the beach. Jim was saying this all this morning. It's unbelievable what's going on right now as we speak. Great fishing to be had and so much fun. And in the second hour, we're going to talk all about it. We got the catch report coming your way. If you want to join us as this hour, Let's Talk Hookup, talk to Jim Hughes. We would love to hear from you this morning. And there's two ways that you can reach us. It's been a very busy morning on the phones, but boy, you keep trying. We're going to get you through today. 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Best way to get through, 858-457-1090. Or call us on that toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And not only are we talking about this great fishing and talking about that beautiful Cortez, we're also giving away such a cool prize. And as we mentioned before, thanks so much to Jim for his generosity. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on an open party trip on the Cortez this upcoming season. You get to take your pick, a day and a half or a two and a half. An open party trip that fits your schedule, you're going. How cool is that?
There you go. All right, time for the catch report today.
You got it. We're going to find out what's biting out there. And today, our FishDope.com report is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make the products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need to get that Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make your preferred connector for Spectra to Mono or to Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Lining Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. Let's start it off with our private boater buddy, the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. Our private boater buddy's got our Fish Dope report. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete and Jim.
Morning.
Here we are, guys, late November, in between storms. You'd think we'd be talking rockfish, but not hardly. It's crazy. First off, I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. I sure did. Started the day on the water, fishing local with some of my buddies. They're all tanked up with live squid from nachos there. We ran down to fish some local spots for half a day. Fishing the pipe there off Huntington Beach, 8 to 10 fathoms. Good fishing for gackle bass, sand bass, some big sheepheads. Water down there is 63, 64, which is nice for this time of year. Clean green, good current. Nice conditions, man. It's looking good. Just outside of where we were fishing, the guys out there in 13 to 15 fathoms, there's been a little pick on that big yellowtail on the pipe here, 18 to 25-pound fish. It's been biting for about a week now, and last year it bit really good in there for pretty much a whole month, so hopefully that gets going again. At Catalina, some good signs on the yellow still. The best is the west, front side and back side. Mostly smaller fish, but there's some good ones mixed in with it. They love that squid, of course, but they're biting jigs. Yesterday they bit the sardines really well. And some big bonita mixed in with those yellowtails also. And as far as making that squid goes, there's a few dabs here and there around the island, but best fishing's right there in the isthmus proper and just above. There's quite a bit of squid in there. And where that squid's really making all the difference is out there on the Tanner Bank for them tanker-grade bluefin. They're still biting, guys. We've had some weather. Backed off for just a little bit yesterday. Some of my friends took advantage, blasted out for literally a three-quarter day trip, and they had one hell of an afternoon, evening bite. I got a text, actually just a picture, at 12:30 this morning that told the whole story, a whole deckload of big bluefin and a bunch of happy guys standing around. What a great picture and a great story. Congratulations, guys. So there's still yellowfin below both Catalina and Clemente, mostly on porpoise there. You can troll one up. Still marlin on the Osborne. There were two or three fish caught last weekend. and stall that booth in on the Tanner, and of course bass in our backyard. I think it's time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, and Jim and I were talking before the show. We really want to caution you this weekend about going outside, even locally here, because it's supposed to really blow, right, Jim?
They're supposed to get some weather this weekend.
Yeah, it's supposed to. Just be very cautious.
Yeah, that's all. Just be careful.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on your weather.
Yeah, indeed. You were saying that you really enjoy that Windy TY.
That is an awesome website as far as for weather.
It is pretty amazing.
It's, it's a full week. They give you a full week forecast, wind forecast, and it's by the hour. Plus, you can put a cursor on where you want to be or where you want to go, and it will, it's right there. It's been 99% accurate.
Wow.
Really good.
That's quite something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's kind of mesmerizing just to watch those little lines going around.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you can watch all the, you know, the different colors of that wind coming down, those big, you hate to see the purple spot coming down from the Gulf of Alaska, but, you know. It's that is an awesome website, and it's been really, really accurate.
See how it all forms and everything like that. Yeah, indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, another place you can get all the information is, of course, fishdope.com, whether it be fish reports, wind, water temperature, everything else. Fishdope.com has it all, and you can save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com year-round, 365 days a year. You're going to get reports on it. $20 off using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach there. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the Chevron station, and the phone number is 714-840-4262. The website, excuse me, PacificEdgeTackle.com, and our Facebook page is Pacific Edge Tackle also. So,
all right, Mark.
We'll be there.
Very good. Thanks
awesome,
a lot
Mark.
For that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
I don't know. Maybe it's still going to get better and better. What do you think?
Hey, we'll take. Why would
it go
away?
Good
to
me.
Yeah, it will for you, Ricky, for sure. Catch a 200-pounder, a 300-pounder for
me. Sounds good, Mark. You got it.
All right.
We'll see you, buddy.
Thanks, Mark. All right, let's continue on with our catchport. Head on down to San Diego, over to the home of the Cortez, and that's C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Hello, Marcos.
Staying dry for now, at least. Like you said, we've had a pretty good week here coming into coming up on December pretty quick. The half days, still catching a lot of rockfish. They had a yellowtail yesterday morning, a few bonito mixed in there, and been picking away at those yellowtail, one or two here and there for the last couple weeks. Very good fishing there. The San Diego ran down to the islands, had 8 yellowtail, and very good rock fishing there. About what you'd expect at this time of the year, some really good fishing, some nice weather up until today. Like I said, we're going to have some wind and rain coming through here, and hopefully that blows through quickly. The day and a half boats, still going offshore, still finding bluefin. Not as many as we're seeing there. The Aztec had 11 on their last trip. Tribute had 21 on trip before that. But these are all still those big fish, the 50 to 100, 110-pound plus fish. So definitely good fishing there. And, you know, I have to say, it's probably not the trip. You just want to go out and catch a lot of fish. But if you want a shot at a big bluefin in November, it's a great trip to go on there. So lots of options. Check the website, c4thlanding.com. Our half-day, our three-quarter day trips on the San Diego on the weekends, and we have day and a half trips running on the Aztec and the Tribute coming up here for the next week or two there. So definitely check that out. You can make reservations online. You can always give us a call to office, 619-224-3383, or you can come down and visit us in person.
Yeah, time to go fishing. And if you want to book a charter date on the Cortez, you can call Marcos, right?
I can definitely help you out with that. I'll probably end up referring you back to Jim. He gets it filled up pretty quick there, but we can definitely see what we can get for you there.
You know, we talked about it a bunch, and we always say it in the wintertime, Marcos, but it just remains true all the time. If you want to book a charter, you want to go fishing, this is the time to do it. You know, I mean, you wait until the summertime comes and the fish are biting, the dates that you want to go are already gone. I mean, if you're sitting there and you know you're going to go, you know you want to take your construction company group out, whatever that scenario is, man, just call Marcos now and get it on the books.
Yeah, any of the boats. I mean, half day, three-quarter day, overnight.
Absolutely.
You know, there's, like I said, you got a variety of boats to pick from, even the six-packs. We got a couple six-packs there and everything. It's open right now. The guys need to call and get booked up.
Like I said, don't wait till the last second. It's like trying to get on a day and a half boat on Friday night for catching big bluefin. Don't wait and do that either.
It doesn't work like that.
For sure. Yeah. All right, Marcos, appreciate that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then,
guys. Marcos.
All right, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial, fresh off the Royal Polaris, and a phenomenal trip to Guadalupe Island. Sport Fishing Financial caught some fish on there, right, Rick?
Yeah, I guess we run Jim's Home Away From Home out there.
That's right.
Yeah, you were.
And I heard John did a good job for you guys.
He sure did. You know, I was very impressed. I'm not a regular long-range guy, and like you were saying earlier, Jim, you know, lean on the crew, and I just, you know, asked those guys every chance I could get what to do and look for spots to fish, and heck, they put us on them every day, and it's been a long time since I pulled on big tuna, so... You know, like you said before, these guys not getting beaten up. When I was done with it, I'd hand them off to someone else. And then when I was tired in the middle, I let the crew pull on another bit. So everybody worked together, and we had a good time.
That's the main thing. Everybody's working together and have a good time. That is the main thing.
It's a vacation.
It is. It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking forward to setting another one up somehow for next year, and we'll have some details on that soon, I hope. And, gosh, it is really a unique place to just be 200 miles away. I fished a lot of places all over, both the northern, even some southern hemisphere, and I don't know if I've seen a place that just felt more fishy and just real fun to be there.
It's pretty awesome down there.
These things pull hard, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. You know, oddly enough, you know, I got spooled one time, so I guess there were some bigger fish, but oddly enough, you don't know. You get something that's just pulling and pulling and pulling. You come up and it's 70 pounds, and then you take 10 or 15 minutes and you pull up a 130-pounder. So, you know, they have their own idea on what they want to do no matter what size they are.
That's fishing. It's a box of chocolates every time.
So anyways, guys, as everybody knows, the Mag Bay Wahoo fishing has stayed steady, and the Marlin has just been crazy. There's guys catching 100 and, you know, getting quads and all kinds of stuff going on down there on their yachts. So. Crazy fishing going down in Mag Bay. Up on the other side of Mulahay, this bay's been real lively, whale sharks all over the place, roosters roaming the shores, and a boat the other day with a friend of ours was trolling around just pulling plugs through there, and he hooked up with a bunch of snapper, and kind of odd for the bay, there was some corvina picked up on the troll as well, so there's lots of life in there and good things going on. Great time of year to be in Mulahay. Up at La Bocana, I saw some catch-and-release grouper being caught. I think it's a little hit and miss on the surface fish. The weather's kind of bumping up and down there. And same with Bahia Asuncion. They've had a little better weather, you know, just up the beach there. But broom kelp grouper and the bottom fish are around yellowtail. Some wahoo and dorado showing up, but really not consistent for that. Up at Cedros, Jeff says things. Cedros Castle says things are... looking real good there on all yellowfin, skipjack, big bonita, yellowtail, calicos, all biting real well. And I think they've been focusing quite a bit on the halibut inshore and 10 feet of water or less on the plastics and pretty much knocking those out. That sounds like a lot of fun on the kayaks. Up at Bay of L.A., there's some black sea bass and white sea bass on the counts. We haven't really heard much on what's happening with yellowtail, but, again, good time to be there, so I'm sure worth the trip there. San Quintin, good-sized yellowtail scattered and roaming around. Bonita, triggerfish are in the counts there. Sheephead, another bottom fish. Ensenada, we cruised through there the other day on our way to check customs and looked real fishy. Lots of birds popping around and at scattered spots. I know there's a lot of bonita still there, some yellowtail. Lings are on the bottom, halibut and some sheephead. And up at Gonzaga Bay, the weather's just been phenomenal, and the good fishing continues for the usual suspects. You know, we've had days where we've caught 20 different species there, including rooster tail, yellow tail, sierra. So it's the time of year to be in that area.
Yeah, man. Nick, lots of good fishing going on, and Baja is just an amazing place year-round to go. And, of course, year-round you want to be able to afford those trips to Baja. You got to check out this guy, Rick Jensen, who has done quite a good job, I know, for me and for a lot of people out there in preserving your capital, right?
Preserve your capital, put it to work, grow it, and know what you're going to do when you retire and have to figure out how to spend it. That's the idea, and we could certainly help there.
Yeah, indeed. Well, how do we get a hold of you, Rick, if we want to do that?
Check us on that website at sportfishingfinancial.com and give me a call at 949-481-1807. Pete, I wanted to add that I'm probably during tax season this year going to be doing some work down with Coastal Tax Advisors with Dave Morgan. Got a new office he's putting together there in San Diego, and probably be able to be reached there on a pretty regular basis starting at the beginning of next year for the guys that are in San Diego and looking for a little closer place to meet.
Dave Morgan, a great guy, hardcore fisherman, and what a great marriage that is. That's really
cool.
A cool deal there.
Okay, guys. Well, have a great weekend, and I guess I need to get out and fish some bluefin soon.
Better do that, Rick. All right. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. That wraps up our catch report. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
Sounds good to me, man. How about we talk to Matt? He's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Matt, thanks for hanging in there with us this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Jimmy. I don't know if you remember me, but we used to work together about 35 years ago at Seaford.
A couple days ago.
Oh, yeah.
A little while ago.
Yeah.
You guys touched on bait selection, and let me just give you a quick scenario of what a good bait makes it, good bait makes a difference. I was on a 7-day on the Star at Guadalupe and fishing the rail, and Sims comes over and grabs a bait out of the bait tank after a few minutes, walks over to cast a bait for a customer who couldn't cast on the heavier line. And I kid you not, my bait had been in the water probably at least 30 seconds. He made the cast, turned around, and swung on a fish and hung a fish within 5 seconds. And so when they say change your bait because it makes all the difference in the world.
And if you have a bait that's not swimming, it's pointless.
I mean,
you want a bait that's swimming. You cast a bait out. You hook it right and cast it out. That thing hits the water. It's going Mach 10 in some direction. It should be pulling line off. It should at least pulling the slack out of your cast.
And even those little sardines, they can pull the line.
Well, they're still
get the right one.
If you really think about it, I mean, there might be little sardines, but they still escaped all the predators to get caught.
Yeah,
those things
right.
are going Mach 10 somewhere.
Yeah,
they can move. They can swim.
Let's talk about hooking the bait. Where's your favorite place to hook a bait?
I like butt hooking a bait. Butt hooking a sardine, it makes a bait go down, especially if the fish are down a little bit deeper. They're not up boiling on the surface.
You're talking about belly hooking or butt hooking?
Butt hooking it.
Butt hooking.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, behind the two little finlets.
Right in front of the butt.
Okay.
Right in the gut where it doesn't bleed.
Even on those sardines?
Yeah, even on the sardines.
Okay.
You know, it makes the bait swim down and out. If the fish aren't boiling up on top, but you can still, you know, the guys are still getting bites, that's where you want to do. You want that bait swimming down and out away from the boat. If they're up boiling around, they're within 20, 30, 40 yards, you want to maybe shoulder hook it right in front of the dorsal fin.
Okay.
Very, very carefully.
Yeah.
Nose hooking it on these long soaks with, like, fish and bluefin, and they're way, way out because you can get a bite on the way out or on the way in.
Uh-huh.
You know, so there's different ways to hook it under different scenarios. You know, and you try to keep the passengers all coaxed up on exactly that.
Okay.
You know, that fish, you see that fish coming underneath the boat, you want to butt hook it. You see that fish on long soaks and just plunking away like normal bluefin fishing.
Yeah.
You want to nose hook that thing, let it get out there away.
Okay.
You know, so.
Yeah. And then if somebody's getting bitten, you're not, ask them how they're hooking the bait.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Know? Yeah.
What are you doing that I'm not?
Yeah, well, most of the guys, you know, most of the crew members will be telling you how to hook a bait. I mean, hey, you guys want to start butt hooking a bait. The fish are right there in the corner, you know. And there's sometimes where the fish are so on the corner, just pick one up off the deck and get a bite. You know, and I've seen that plenty
kind
of times.
That's kind of like.
Yeah.
What about, you know, on a trip like mine, Jim, that I'm going on, where we're going to have a little bit smaller bait, what's your opinion on, you know, we're obviously, hopefully, you know, we're down there to fish for big ones. I mean, that's your plan is to catch a big one. Do you, you know, with a smaller bait, do you continue to fish a real big hook because, you know, that's what's going to give you the odds of putting a big fish on the boat? Do you downsize the hook because the bait's a little smaller?
You hate to downsize the hooks.
Because they're big ones.
They're big ones.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking the smallest is 6.0. Most of the time we use 7.0s. And you want, most of the time with those little or smaller baits, they're going to stay up on top anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to shoulder hook it right, you know, right there in front of the dorsal fin where it stays up on the surface a little bit. And you actually have a little bit more control of the bait. It's going to swim away a little bit. You get down below, you know, sometimes that small gray tuna gets on you when it's straight underneath the boat because that's where they're hiding out. But that bigger fish seems to be out up on top on the surface. But it's one of those things where you got to see what the conditions are,
sure.
You know, and see what it dictates.
You take the fact that your bait, maybe it's going to swim quite as good, maybe
right.
It's going to be a little bit tougher, but when you do get the bite.
You want to make sure you can hook it.
You got to really.
I mean, you got a small hook. You're going to lose it.
Those big ones, that hook's got to get around that hinge of the jaw. And
yeah.
On a 200 pounder, that's a big piece of meat.
Not only that, their mouths don't look that big. Those things swallow 15 pounds skipjack.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're big.
Yeah.
They can eat them.
They have a big mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
I mean, they suck in a little sardine. That thing's going to weigh down there.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more information, and more with the man, Jim Hughes of the Cortez. You stay tuned to Let's Talk Hookup. We're on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this, our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
This is Ron from Fast Lane Kayaking in Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks and kayak fishing, nobody does it better than my guys at Fast Lane. Our massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie hands-free Mirage Drive kayaks. Plus, we've got Salty Gear clothing and lots of fishing accessories for kayaks. What makes our location special is we offer free demo rides. You can come down and try before you buy. Take a new Hobie Eclipse out on the water, Mirage Drive kayak, or stand-up paddleboard. We want you to find your fun on the water. A family-owned and operated for almost four decades at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. Check out FastLaneKayaking.com.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want. A gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Tranks, Terramar, Waxwing, Cold Sniper, Butterfly, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more from Shimano to mention. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our web specials and much more at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yeah, indeed. Jim Hughes from the Cortez here having fun talking fishing with one of the legends in the business. All right. You have you don't know who didn't like that. No.
Ooh.
Now, is Frank...
I didn't say it. I mean, let's be real about that. There's only one guy
that
said that.
But. One of the guys that is potentially a legend. No, you don't like that either. Well, you've been around a while.
Again, I'm separating myself. This side of the table, not a word. We're good.
Indeed. All right, well, how about let's just jump
let's
in the phone.
Let's do that.
Right?
That sounds great.
Yeah,
well,
right.
The phone lines are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Jim, and why don't we jump right into it and talk to John. He's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show as always.
Good morning, John.
Jim, I've often tried to get on your boat, but it's always sold out, and I'm going to make a better effort to do that next summer. My question for you is, what tools do you normally use when you're looking to figure out where to go catch fish? You know, is it all just from your code group, or is it Terrafin, or how do you pick for a tuna trip, how would you pick out where you're going to go start trolling?
I use all available information. I'll look at the Terrafin. I'll look at the weather. I'll look at, you know, what guys caught the day before. Where guys have been is just as important, not catching fish, as where they have been catching fish. Code groups are pretty much actually sort of thing of the past with the dispatch radios now. I mean, everybody talks to everybody. Everybody knows what's going on. Everybody knows who's catching what. And guys have been working together a lot better the last couple of years. Cause they realize, hey, this is, you know, wasn't too long ago we lost 5, 6, 7 boats, you know, just guys working together, guys catching fish, everybody's trying to get in tune. I mean, everybody wants to go out and catch the most fish. Hopefully that's their case. That's what they want to do. But on the other side of it is everybody has to work together. And like I said, just as much covering an area that doesn't have fish in it as one that does have it is just as important. So everybody uses every tool possible, and you try to get information from everybody. I work with the guys working out of Newport, out of Long Beach, you know, and it's wherever we think we have the best opportunity to catch them something for the group that you have on the boat at the time, that's what we deal with.
That's cool.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, let's go down south, down to the East Cape, talk to our buddy Captain Mark Rare from Gen Ren Sport Fishing. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm really enjoying the show this morning. It's fun to listen.
Thanks.
Mark.
Thank you.
Boy, we're starting to roll up the sidewalks on the East Cape. Everybody's closing up shop. The fishing's still good, but the wind is blowing 4 or 5 days out of the week, which is pretty typical for this time of the year. It's a little interesting. The water is much warmer than normal. Usually by Thanksgiving time, we're down in the mid-70s. And this year, the water's still over 80 degrees, which is kind of nice because the air temperatures are still really nice. We're still wearing T-shirts and shorts, flip-flops. Usually this time of the year, I'm starting to dig out my Ugg boots, but it's pretty nice. So I'm enjoying that. It's interesting. We're still having a really good wahoo bite, but there's hardly anybody fishing it because the wind's blowing so hard.
Wow. That's amazing. That's because of the warmer temperatures, Mark?
No, it's typical this time of the year. In the wintertime, when you have your Santa Anas and you have pretty nice weather here, it blows really hard where we are. And the East Cape becomes a really popular destination for kiteboarders. And the kiteboard, it's really popular because the wind is really steady and it's all day. It's not a good condition for fishing. And typically it blows 4 or 5 days out of the week. With that, we've taken all 3 of our Gen Ren boats out of the water, and we've just closed up shop for the winter. I think that next week, Leonero is going to close up shop, and pretty much the only game in town will be Palmas de Cortez. Palmas is in the lee of where the wind is, so it's really the best location for somebody that's going to try to operate in the wintertime. And they'll have boats going through the winter, and they're still catching fish. It pays to not pre-book in advance. When you get there, it pays to look at when the best weather days are going to be and then jump on a boat when it looks like it's going to be nice.
What do you think is the for the East Cape is the best weather forecaster on the Internet?
I want to try this one. I didn't write it down.
Windy T.Y.
Windy TY, I'm going to try that. But I like buoyweather.com.
Uh-huh.
Buoy Weather is pretty reliable and dependable.
Uh-huh.
So that's the one that I depend on the most.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, I know you're booking up your trips for next year, and of course, we have our tournament at Rancho Leonero. I think there's a boat or two left for that one, and we have our tournament at Palmas de Cortez next October and several dates. We can book right online, right?
No, you have to call me. You can look online and look at our reservation calendar to see what's available at teamgenren.com. And then when you see the dates you want, call me and I'll book them for you. I believe we have one boat left in for your tournament in June. And I think that we still have two boats for the tournament in October. We are starting to book up. It's not too early to book. And if people want to reserve their dates, God, it's hard to believe that we're already talking about 2017. That makes my head spin.
Yeah.
What happened to 2016? But we are booking up, and we're booking up. We're taking a lot of reservations. And if listeners have dates that they want, call me and I'll reserve the dates for you and put your deposit down after the first of the year. I don't even care if you get the deposit in now. I don't want people to be disappointed. I'd rather that they get their dates.
All right. TeamGenRen.com. Captain Mark Rayer. Thanks a lot, Mark, for the report. Appreciate that. Enjoy that weather.
Oh, I'm enjoying a little bit of leftover turkey. I kind of OD'd on that. So I'm up here in Torrance right now with family, getting a little family fix and go back and do more maintenance on the boats. We work on them all winter, getting them ready for the springtime. A little tip that I just got through doing, maybe you guys talk about this or maybe you don't, but when you're done fishing, like we're done for the season, I take all the top shots off all of my fishing reels so that the Spectre can breed. If you leave monofilament or fluorocarbon on your reel, The Spectre underneath can't breathe, and it'll start to smell sour, and it's not a good deal. Just take off that top shot.
All right. Good tip, Mark. Thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark. I want to add one quick thing to that as far as reels go, because just to have a guy not end up in the same situation that I did, making a super emergency call to Ken and Wes yesterday, and they brought up a good point. When I was done with my reels last year for Big Fish Fishing, did the same type of maintenance that we all do, cleaned them off appropriately, not the full hose, you know, the spray with the rag, and dry them off. You know, I know how to take care of my tackle pretty well and done and got them dry and over with.
Back your drag on.
Back everything. Everything the quote-unquote the right way. Put them in the bag, and I sent a couple of reels up to Cal this year to have some things done. I sent a couple of reels back to Shimano to have some things done. So in my mind, everything was taken care of. And there was one reel that, you know, worked fine last year. Why even think twice about it? I pulled out of my bag yesterday. And we're talking yesterday. I leave on Monday. No workie. And so emergency, bring it up to Ken's. And those guys said that it's really important that after you're done with your reels, you did all the things you're supposed to do. You back your drags off, you let them clean, you let them dry. He said it's really important to take those things out, turn the handle 10, 20 times, put it in free spool, spin it around. Because what happens, he said, there's no way you're going to get to everything that's inside the reel. There's no way, you know, there's always a little bit that's going to dry inside of there. And he goes, it's going to start to set, you know, the salt is going to start to set, whatever, after a week or so. And he goes, if you then go into that reel and just turn the handle, spin the spool, you're going to break all that up and stop it from happening, and you're going to come back the next year, it's going to be fine. If you just let it sit there, the little bit that's on the interior, that's going to start to build. And if it has a year to do so, which is the case of my long-range reels, like I get to fish them one time a year,
sure,
that's what creates the problem. And he was saying it's so important to, you know, a week later, you know, 4 or 5 days after you're done and everything is put away and perfect, pull them back out of the bag, turn the handles, put them in a free spool, spin the spool back and forth, and that'll alleviate it from happening. The same problem that I ran into. So.
Yeah.
And all these new reels and everything all have mixed metals.
There you go. Yeah.
I mean, aluminum, brass, steel parts. They got stainless steel parts in them. And all the mixed metals have a different corrosion factor.
Yeah. And they don't mix very well with salt water.
No. No, yeah. None of it does.
Yeah.
It was a pretty cool lesson. Ken and Wes were both in there, and they just start spitting things out. I didn't think about it. I work in a tackle store my whole life. I didn't know that. So, you know, there's little things that you can pick up so I can avoid somebody else.
Good tips.
Good call.
Yeah,
for
those
sure.
Guys are the best. No doubt about it. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
Ed and Mira Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Ed?
Morning, Ed.
Hi, guys. Hey, I went down to get one of the passports, you know, the card and that, and the problem I was having, they wanted me to send, you know, a birth certificate and then also my my current passport and that. And they said it'd take, you know, a while to get it done and that. And, you know, listening to you guys, where can I go? Is there someplace in San Diego that, you know, I've heard like maybe 3 or 4 days if you pay the extra fee?
Yeah, over there on top 4 on A Street and
401.
Yeah.
Something like that.
401 A Street.
Passport office.
Yeah.
It's make an appointment.
Make an appointment. You go up there. Top floor. I mean, they got security guards, everything up there. They run you right through. Just make sure you have your birth certificate. That's the main thing they want to see. If you have your old passport, that's fine. Mine expired. I ran up there. They called me the next day. I was ready to go, the new one, because I had to leave on
go
the Royal.
Go pick it up.
And they... So anybody can go to that building and get your passport done, and your wait times are often going to be significantly less because that's the agency that it's being made at. So, you know, you go to other places, they basically get sent there, they get sent back, so there's some time there. And they also will do things based on priority. Jim probably had a trip that he had to do.
We did.
And they made it happen. And if you don't have any priority, it's still considerably faster, but they're done, you know, because I ran into the exact same thing. I had a passport that got damaged just before I was about to leave for a trip. I had a new one in my hands in 48 hours. So, but yeah, that passport issuing agency in San Diego is a ticket, and Pete's dead on. You got to have an appointment.
Yep, indeed.
Or at least to get you through in some timely fashion.
In a timely fashion, yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about next up we talk to Sam, who's calling from Irvine. Hey, Sam, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Morning, Sam.
I have to come in to Skipper. I went out on his boat twice last year, and he was down on the deck, you know, directed traffic, and did a real good job, but it was kind of hard this year. I just must have missed the time. Do you just go with the charters mostly, and then fill in the time with the
we're primarily a charter boat, and it's not that we're based around charters. It's just a, you know, it's one in the hand, two in the bush kind of deal. And we've got groups that've been with me since I've had the boat. And they still book, you know, I know I got a couple groups that book 5 2.5-day trips, and other guys are 4 2-day or 1.5-day trips and stuff like that. So it fills up the dates and so forth. But when we do have an opening, we try to put it online for open party because we always want to invest in new passengers and new customers. And, you know,
sure.
The more different variety of people we get out, then if they like the boat, they come back. If they don't like the boat, then they, you know, there's lots of other options.
How many that don't come back? Not very many.
Oh, no. We got
They like you and
we got guys who get mad because they can't get their dates because they only.
That's the issue. Hey, thanks. So that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, but you still like to please everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
no doubt. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up? We talked to Hills, who's coming from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome
morning,
to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning,
Hills.
I wanted to ask Jim about his buddy, Steve Crook, my friend's dad, who's a retired fishing game biologist, and how he might have got some good info maybe from that guy. I know that's like the Cortez is the only boat he'll fish on.
Yeah.
And Steve,
you got that guy on your boat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his son's worked for me for the last couple of years.
Is
he worked
right?
up in Dana Point for a long time, Brian.
Steve's an awesome
actually,
guy.
Steve's
a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
yeah.
guy.
The guys,
and he was the one who came out with the info that the calico bass are heavier spawners when they're young compared to when they're real old and big. So that was kind of
counterintuitive. He's an ex-fishing game biologist. He studied all this stuff before, and we're seeing the new people come in, and they're coming up with different kind of theories and so forth. But, no, I actually saw Steve day before yesterday. We got some good news on that bluefin thing. At least there's not going to be no stoppage of that for at least a couple years. I know that there's a lot of organizations who want to stop it altogether. And they were looking at the anchovy population, bait population, and they were worried about that. But it looks like all the commercial guys started showing what kind of bait they're seeing. It's all the way from Monterey down to San Diego. So it doesn't look like that's going to be an issue also. So we tried to keep abreast of, you know, the different commissions that everybody has to listen to and go by recommendations. It's quite the process. And, boy, some of these things, listening to them are like watching paint dry. But on the other side of it is, you know, there's a little bit of movement going in all the time. And, you know, we're well represented with Buzz and Steve and
Don Hansen.
Yeah, Don Hansen, he's just been outstanding.
Yeah.
You know, we had that nice dinner for him last week.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Great awards for the ceremony and everything. He's done a lot for this fleet. Little things that most people will never know. Keeps us, allows us to keep fishing. It's important.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. Got to keep it growing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we have our organizations like CCA to keep things growing.
Oh, you know, you got Bob Fletcher, you got Zoomer, you got, I mean, there's so many guys that have, you know.
Worked really hard.
Worked really hard to allow us to do what we do.
Steve's got our back all the time, too. Trust me, there'll be a fish, some kind of question regarding Department of Wildlife or a fish biology question. Like, I can't tell you how many times Pete and I have been sitting here and, you know, we don't know. And 5 minutes later, a text comes through from Steve. He's listening.
Yeah.
He's always got our back for sure. Steve's a good man.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Hills.
How about next up, we talk to Lauren, who's calling us from Fletcher Hills, which is a first-time caller. And we always say first-time callers go right to the front of the line. Good morning, Lauren. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Roland Moreno.
Roland Moreno.
All right, Roland, good morning.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you? Wanted to say hi to Jimmy. Long-time listener, but I just never called because, I don't know, just never called. But I heard Jimmy on this morning. I said, well, I got to call now.
That's cool, Roland.
Roland's been around for a long time.
Yeah, I was got a lot of friends that are, well, Jimmy remembers I used to charter his the Cortez a couple times a year, and got a lot of friends that are interested in doing it again, so I'll be calling you later this year and seeing if we can't get a couple of trips going.
That'd be awesome, Roland.
But anyhow, I just want to say hi to Jimmy, and I love the show, and it's great.
Thanks,
so,
Roland.
You guys enjoy your holidays, and I'll be talking to you guys later.
Thanks,
you
Roland.
Too. Take care.
Long-time listener and first-time caller, we always welcome them, and you go to the front of the line if you do that. So
right.
Thanks a lot, Roland. Appreciate that very much.
How about next up, we talk to Rich. He's calling from Bradley this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Rich.
Hey, good morning. This is just great. I'm thankful to live in a country where I can focus on things like Let's Talk Hookup and absorb all this great technical stuff like that. That tip on the reels, I never would have known about that, about turning the handle a few times and taking off the top shot.
Good idea.
And
those
tips that the Captain Jim gave us on how a bait is going to swim when you hook it differently, that's great. Speaking of technical questions, I was thinking about when you're fishing the slide, do you want to set up any differently with your line size and line type? And probably just as importantly, in the different types of components, are you going to do anything differently with the different types of hooks? And would you do it any differently for the different types of tuna that we fish for?
Oh, absolutely. Everything's going to be a little bit different. Fishing the slide, a lot of boats don't let you fish a slide. We actually sort of encourage, especially when it's albacore fishing or it's good school fishing on yellowtail or yellowfin. You want to, if guys are using, you know, kind of some kind of swim bait, jig or something like that, you want to definitely use heavier line, at least on the slide, because then fish come up and want to bite.
Total reaction.
What type of line?
It's reaction bite. You're going to use a minimum of 50 pound, you know. I like to use a minimum of 50 pound, at least a 50 pound top shot, you know, you get a backing 80 pound Spectre or something like that on castable reel. I mean, most of the new reels or everything have the technologies there with two speeds, the drag systems are basically the same, but you still got, and you can fish with a heavier Spectra and a heavier top shot of mono or even fluorocarbon than we could with the old reels, you know, especially with two speeds. And so you can cast out on the slide, cast a swim bait out. Like I said, we were talking earlier with the Colt Snipers and the flat falls and stuff like that on the slide while the boat's still sliding ahead. And chances are you're going to get a bite. I mean, that's reaction. They're seeing fish hit, bait hit the water. You know, we got a jig strike. I mean, that's what we try to get everybody lined up on one side of the boat, and that's what we try to do.
There it is. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Jim in Fallbrook, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Jim?
Yeah. Y'all?
Good morning. Loud and clear. Jim, go ahead.
Okay. I hope it's warmer down there than it is in Fallbrook. It's freezing up there.
Man, it was pretty cold this morning.
It was way cold this morning.
My dog won't even go out and chase the rabbit.
Oh, man. I don't blame him.
I know. I got a question. Like, if you go to the canner, and most of my reels, the bigger reels, have like 50 yards or 50 feet of monofilament. Should I take that off and just put fluorocarbon on?
No.
Or should I? Would it be okay to put the fluorocarbon on the end of the monofilament?
Oh, you can do that. But we don't like straight Spectra to fluorocarbon because there's absolutely no stretch to it.
You like some stretch.
We want some stretch to it. We missed a lot of fish. We ended up taking a lot of the fluorocarbon off, putting a 10-yard piece of mono in between the fluorocarbon and the spectra, and it made all the difference in the world of pulling hooks. I mean, we saw that instantly. You know, gave it a little bit of stretch.
What would you say is that?
About that once before, and I thought that's the way it was supposed to be.
Yeah. We don't use a big piece of fluorocarbon, something that's 3 foot long, 4 foot long, so just so the connection's not up inside the tip guide when you go to cast.
Yeah.
On the other side of it is we want a long enough piece of mono to where the next connection to the spectra is not going to foul your cast up also going through the tip guide.
What would you say is the most ideal way to set it? If you were starting from scratch, a guy that likes to go sport boat fishing and catch tuna the way that we do, he's going fishing on the Cortez 3 or 4 times a year, how is the best way to set up his typical 30-pound casting reel?
A 30-pound casting reel, I'd put it on 60 or 80-pound spectra, full, and then I would go ahead and use some 30-pound or even 40-pound mono, and then a piece of fluorocarbon that you can change out.
How much mono are you going to put on?
I would probably put on 50, at least 50 yards.
50 yards,
yeah.
Okay.
So all your casting, all your knot tying, all your everything, it's almost like you were fishing with mono. Then when you hook a big one and start taking line,
you got enough line, your spectra's down below, it's heavy enough. You got the stretch in it. I mean, I didn't realize it until a lot this year. We were pulling the hook, especially that stuff that was at desperation, getting bites on that squid and stuff like that, and pull the hook. Guys are tightening just pieces of fluorocarbon. I mean,
straight to
the spectra. And there's just absolutely no stretch to it.
Especially those big bluefin. They're so notorious for getting straight up and down and open their mouth, shake their head.
Shaking it out. And boy, we started putting that mono in between. It made all the difference in the world. It was amazing.
A night and day.
Yeah, it was night and day, yeah.
Yeah. Smaller hooks?
We were using smaller hooks to get a bite.
Right.
But even going up to, we were using 4-0s with a squid, 6-0s with a squid.
What's nice about that squid is
you can use a bigger. Yeah, it is. I mean, because they suck that squid right down.
Yeah. Now, is there different than that Guadalupe Island yellowfin that's, you got to fish it on 60 or
Oh, those fish are biting heavier line.
Yeah, but I mean, what about the stretch?
Well, no, I mean.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the same.
You
want a little bit of stretch, yeah.
Small hooks.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, and I want to make a mention. You're talking about how cold it was in Fallbrook. It's all relative. After being in Ohio, and Illinois, I mean, I left my house this morning. It was 46. It was freezing cold. I never even saw 46 for the entire week as a high, right? It's like,
wow.
So it's all relative.
Yeah, it's
we're
all
soft,
relative.
We're spoiled, and we like it.
Yeah, I am the first to admit I'm a giant wuss when it comes to when it comes
it was
to
34 my patio this
morning. 34, yeah. That wasn't even the high one.
No.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, so. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
We
be
got it
thankful.
Good.
Yeah,
we
be
got,
thankful on
we got
Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Let's try and sneak in one quick one.
You got it, Rich. We just got about 30 seconds for you. Rich, got a quick question for us? Rich from Camarillo.
Hey, Rich.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Had a quick question on what color of spectra do you prefer? Does it really make a difference?
Spectra color.
Yeah, you know what? I've been on some of my loner rods I use that red Power Pro, and then some of my bigger reels I use Jerry Brown Hollow white spectra.
Just don't go green at night.
No, we don't
you
like
green.
We don't like green, and we don't like black.
Yeah. No black, no
white.
Green.
Yeah. White's easy to see.
You just can't see it, and
or
boy.
Yellow?
If you get tangled up with somebody else, it is just brutal to work with.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
And when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on the Cortez. You stay tuned. Somebody's winning a very cool trip when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer
or visit Seaguard.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're at the big winner going fishing on an open party trip aboard the Cortez. And again, that could be a day and a half. It could be a two and a half. You find an open party trip that fits your schedule. You're going fishing. That winner is Roland in Fletcher Hills. Roland, congratulations. First time caller. You picked a good time to call in, man.
No kidding, man. He sure did.
Congratulations.
Yeah, for sure. It worked out well. So, hey, Jim Hughes, thank you for taking the opportunity.
So cool,
to,
Jim.
Like I say, it's tough to get him because he's always busy. He's a moving target.
We're going.
Got to be in a moving
leaving
target.
Leaving Saturday in 18 days.
So. Are you on the Royal Polaris?
Yep.
Yeah, and those of you that have the pleasure to fish on the Royal Polaris, get to fish with Jim this winter on selected trips.
We have fun on those trips.
Yeah. Fun time. Yeah, indeed. But if somebody wants to go on the Cortez,
and get a hold of Seaforth Sport Fishing or go to Cortez Fishing Charters, my phone number is 619-203-2965. Seaforth is 619-224-3383, or you can be on the website. You can go over to CortezSportFishing.com or Cortez Fishing Charters, either one.
Okay, either one. All right. Thanks very much, Jim. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate your time, and thank you very much for listening. Hey, thanks to Adam for double duty today on the other side of the glass. Ryan's out of town this week, and he did the phones as well as engineering. And so thanks, Adam. You're a great guy. I know he's rooting hard for Michigan today, but I can't.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
So anyway, hey, we'll be back tomorrow morning. We'll know the real results with our good buddy John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Boz Eastcape will be in the studio with us. Thanks for listening today. Continue to have a great Thanksgiving weekend, and we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.